If you've experienced a loss of motivation, energy, or sex drive, or if you're noticing that you're a little softer around the middle than you used to be, it could be your testosterone levels have dropped. By the time men reach the age of 30, in most cases, their T levels have started to decline, and low T can lead to a loss of muscle mass, depression, lack of energy, and a low sex drive. The good news is now you have your remedy with Test X9. This stuff is the real deal, guys. This formula has 9 clinically proven ingredients to naturally boost your body's own testosterone production. Experience increases in strength, energy, and sex drive, as well as improved mood and well-being. Feedback has been awesome. Guys in their 30s and 40s have reported waking up with the quote-unquote morning wood for the first time since they were teenagers. If you want to take it to the next level, you can maximize your results with the Ultimate Test Stack, which combines the Test X9 with the T-Assist, an estrogen control and liver support blend, and Recovery PM, an amazing sleep aid that has had incredible feedback for helping people to get the best sleep they've ever had without feeling groggy that next day. You'll be amazed with the effect of raising your T levels and improving your sleep will have on your overall performance and well-being. Don't settle for average. Man up at LegacySupps.com. That is LegacySupps.com. And use the promo code Sullivan for an additional 10% off your entire order. That's LegacySupps.com. And use that promo code Sullivan for 10% off your entire order for the best health and workout supplements out there. This is Pro Wrestler approved.
Three, two, one. Happy New Year from our friends over at Manscaped. The ball has officially dropped, but that doesn't mean you have to drop the ball on your balls in 2023. Whether you had a New Year's kiss or not, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming have you covered for your much-needed resolution of bringing sexy back. So join the 7 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com and use the promo code Sullivan20 for 20% off plus free shipping. Let us have a toast for a new year, new you, and a new you with no pubes. To complete the set, Manscaped threw in the Shed travel bag and anti-chafing boxers as free gifts to give to you to keep all your goodies stored nice and comfortably to go along with the Performance Package 4.0. Inside that Performance Package 4.0, you'll find the signature Lawnmower 4.0, the advanced skin-safe technology, reduces cuts and nicks on your delicate parts. It also comes equipped with a 4000K LED spotlight that will shine a light to the promised land 2023 looks to be. Cheers to new balls in 2023. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Sullivan20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use that promo code Sullivan20. Time to feel sexy and free this 2023 with Manscaped. Please welcome in our new sponsor, Fishing Clash. Download Fishing Clash for free right now on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of your Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose the gift code section, and input my special code Taskmaster to get an awesome reward for a total value of $20. Enjoy chilling atmosphere after a hard-working day. Get familiar with different types of fish species and their habits. You can choose one or two, or you know what you like the most. Explore amazing fishing spots worldwide from Florida to Kamchatka. Whether you prefer fly fishing, ice fishing, trolling, you'll admire the look of all the fishing spots available in this game. This game will help you remember how you went fishing with your dad when you were a kid. So download Fishing Clash today for free on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of the Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose gift code section, and input the special code Taskmaster to get a total value of $20. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the Fishing Clash, as it is a great casual time killer.
The madness has officially begun, and it's time for you to shoot your shot and score big on the nonstop action with MyBookie. It doesn't matter whether you're filling out multiple brackets, betting the national championship winner, or simply looking for player and game props, MyBookie has you covered. Sign up today at MyBookie and use the promo code TASKMASTER to secure a first deposit bonus up to $1,000. It's simple, folks. Put in $200 and play with $300. Just use the promo code TASKMASTER and claim your bonus. College ball, NBA, and UFC, no matter the sport, no matter the minute, MyBookie puts the action in your hands with in-game live betting. And with the choice from thousands of lines and odds, you can turn any game day into payday. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. So don't forget to use that promo code TASKMASTER. Remember, you can bet anything, you can bet anytime, you can bet anywhere with MyBookie. Welcome to Taskmaster Talks with Kevin Sullivan. I am your host, JP John Potts. With me, of course, the star of the show, the former WCW and ECW World Tag Team Champion, the former booker of the WCW 83 Weeks of Dominance, the man behind the NWO, the Games Master, the Taskmaster, the devil himself, Mr. Kevin Sullivan. Kevin, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great, JP. How are you, my friend?
Doing good. All right, just some random questions for you. I know we were talking about just some random Great American Bash questions before we cap it off on this one. This is from Great American Bash 1995. You are the head booker. Your thoughts on the Harlem Heat defeating Dirty Dick Slater and Bunkhouse Buck?
It was time. Look at what... Bunkhouse and Dickie were great, but look what the Harlem Heat accomplished. And look then what Booker accomplished. So I think it was the right call.
When you look at it, too, with the Heat feuding with the Stud Stable, it was kind of not the young guns, but this is like Harlem Heat's time. And obviously, Dickie Slater's about to fade off into the sunset not too long after that.
Right. And I think Bunkhouse was... getting ready to go home too. Who I've known Jimmy since I've started, and great hand. But like everything else, everything comes to an end.
Of course, that was a part of the Sherry and Colonel Parker, their little love angle that they had going on. So the Harlem Heat and the Stud Stable were just kind of not background, but they were, you know, being part of the feud that was going on, and a part of like, are they together? Are they not together? Do they love each other? What's going on? They're using each other. So it's just an interesting storyline between Harlem Heat and Bunkhouse Buck and Dirty Dick Slater.
Right. Right.
So also Sting defeated Ming that night with Colonel Robert Parker was with Ming there. That's a match where Sting wins the vacant WCW United States Championship. What did you think of Sting going over Ming?
It was time. I mean, you're going with Sting? It was time for him to, you know, get in the position to challenge Rick.
16-man tournament. Rick was actually in the tournament. Macho Man's in the tournament. Stone Cold, a.k.a. Stunning Steve Austin, was in the tournament. So Paul Orndorff was in the tournament. So a lot of big names were in the tournament. Obviously, Sting and Ming are, you know, the they were technically going to be the semifinals, but Flair and Savage had a no contest. So that match got bumped, and then Sting and Ming would be the finals at the pay-per-view where Sting goes over Ming. Pretty good tournament, and those two had a pretty good match with pretty good chemistry, kind of playing off the fact that Ming was almost unbeatable, too, at this point. So he didn't lose too much. He didn't job too much at this period.
And he shouldn't have, you know.
Yep.
I think that sometimes we didn't push him as hard as we should have, but it was a good win for Sting, and he was on his way.
Another question here. Why was Vader stripped of the United States title, which created the tournament? Do you remember why he did that? Did you just not want Vader to lose?
I think the reason why they did it, what year was this?
1995.
If I can remember, it was that he wasn't going to go give up his Japanese and his international business. He had business in South Africa. He had business in Germany. He had business in Mexico and business in Japan, and he was world champion in every one of them at the same time.
I also think at this point, I mean, obviously he is feuding with Hogan. So it's like, does he really need the United States championship if he's feuding with Hogan, the world champion? It kind of, I don't know, it kind of just gummed up the U.S. title, because you know that obviously Hogan's not winning the U.S. title. I mean, they're not going in that direction. It's almost like, did he really need the U.S. title at that point? He was above it.
Yeah, but I don't think that was the reason. I think it was
other obligations, other things he was up to.
Yeah, and they wanted him to give something up, I believe. It was, you know, I mean, he was making huge money in South Africa. And, you know, for some reason, there was a connection with Germany and South Africa. You know, do you know anything about that?
Wasn't it, was it Justin Gabriel's dad? Was he the booker over there, or who was the booker over there?
I thought it was Otto Wants, right?
Even in South Africa?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that. Okay, I knew he was the booker in Europe for CWA.
Because he used his championship was recognized over there, so I'm going to have to say he was the booker there.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Yeah. So here in 95, another question. Thoughts on Ric Flair defeating Macho Man Randy Savage in the main event of the pay-per-view? Despite, you know, maybe Angelo Poffo, him being a part of the feud, Flair still went over. What do you think about that? Why?
Well, it's Ric Flair. That simple. It's Ric Flair.
Was it because you're going to continue the feud? Obviously, they'll feud a great Bash of the Beach, too. Yeah. I mean, the feud will continue.
Yeah, they're going to continue the feud since we've been there, so you can't knock Rick's legs off from first time, you know what I mean? Or the first few times. Heel's got to go over.
Yep, I agree. Yeah. Now, Ric Flair said in his book that Macho Man Randy Savage was originally supposed to win, and he had it changed. Is that true or false?
That Randy had it changed?
I think Rick is intimating that Rick had it changed.
I don't remember that. Could have been. It could have been.
Do you think Savage was originally ever supposed to win? Because it's Father's Day here at Great American Bash 95. Like, Angelo Poffo's there. Like, then obviously Flair uses his cane to beat Savage. It just seemed like the perfect thing for the heel to win, just to build the feud, to keep it going.
Right, and this is just me. Rick might have known something that I don't know. I just don't see that Randy would bring his dad and all that, and knowing that he's going to go over, and knowing Randy, that he'd allow them to pull the rug out from under him.
Right. What do you think? I feel like Savage would, because he's so into the business, and he's so much of like a smart businessman that he would say, hey, Flair should go over here. We should do this thing with my dad. And then I get the win, you know, maybe a month down the road or 2 months down the road, like we'll build up to my win. It'll be worth more and we'll get more heat on Flair when I beat him. Like, I feel like Randy would be wanting Flair to win too.
But do you think they told Randy he was going to win and then Rick talked him out of it?
No, I can't see it.
No, no. That's what I'm saying. I don't see that.
And I could see maybe Flair saying, like, hey, I need to win. But obviously you would know better than anybody if he should win or not.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
So not you agree like Flair not going over is a smart move?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And you got to remember, Randy had been in WWF, right?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
We wanted to make our belt be something. Be the number two guy. All one guy.
So we have a couple of questions thrown in here from Great American Bash 96. It says, whose idea was it for Eric Bischoff to get powerbomb off the the entranceway onto the table by Kevin Nash? Whose idea was the powerbomb?
Who would you think? Probably the guy giving it or the guy taking it?
Probably Nash's idea or yours.
Nope. It was Kevin's and Eric's. And I think Scott had something to do with it, too.
Obviously, Kevin was for it, but was Eric okay with it?
Yeah, he wanted to do it.
Man, that's just vicious powerbomb. Awesome, though.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Then another question is, whose idea was it for Eric Bischoff to become the evil boss months later and lead the NWO?
I think it might have been Hogan and Kevin and Scott got with Eric.
To me, it makes perfect sense because they were getting away with stuff. And it was like, as a fan, you're like, how could they get away with some of this stuff? And then you realize, oh, because the boss is helping them
right
get away with it the entire time.
Yeah.
So I've got a couple questions from Great American Bash 1997. Thoughts on Ultimo Dragon defeating Psychosis?
So it was a good match. It was good for the babyface to win. Great, great performance.
Great match, too, for sure. I like Ultimo, obviously, getting a big push. He did kind of get a big push. How come Psychosis? I mean, he was there, but he didn't quite get the big push. You know what I mean? The big push.
Some of those guys' work visas were little etchy sketchy, if you get my drift.
Yep.
So.
And Ultimo Dragon and Psychosis, that was the first match of the show, so great leadoff. I know you like to do that a lot, put the great cruiserweight action to start off the show, give the fans something to cheer for, give a great match. And this is when Sonny Ono kind of turned on Ultimo Dragon, and he was Psychosis's manager. So there's a little bit of a storyline, too.
Yeah.
But to me, great work, great match to kind of start off the show.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you got to have that to work great. I mean, you think of for years, the Rolling Stones opening act was Tina Turner. You think they did that because it was a slow, melancholy performance?
No. No. Getting the crowd hyped, getting them into it.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Harlem Heat going over the Steiner Brothers at Great American Bash 1997?
Why not? They're fabulous. I mean, they were great.
It was only via DQ, so it's not like it kills the Steiners here that the Harlem Heat go over, but the Harlem Heat get the win, even though it's just via DQ. Great feud, though. Two of the greatest tag teams, probably the two greatest tag teams in WWE history, no doubt about that.
Yeah, that era especially. Yes, absolutely.
Another question here. How come Akira Hokuto defeated Medusa? Of course, this was the title versus career match for the WWE Women's Championship. Akira Hokuto, of course, was managed by Sonny Ono and retains her championship here.
That was Japanese business. We weren't privy to what was going on.
Well, even though it's for the WCW Women's title, I know Hokuto's the champion, but even though it's technically a WCW Women's Championship and you're trying to get that off the ground, it's still up to New Japan if they want Hokuto to lose or not?
Yeah. I mean, we weren't going to... Does nobody understand we were getting $1 million a year and our guys were getting paid when they went over there plus their salary?
Don't upset the apple cart then.
Would you?
No, hell no.
Okay, so that's why.
So then the question follows up here. How come Medusa didn't win the WCW Women's Championship? Just not only here, but how come she didn't end up winning it? Just interesting, because it seems like that title was created for her.
Wasn't it kept in Japan most of the time?
Yes. Yep.
So that should tell you who it was created for. We were trying to get on the best side of Japan as we possibly could and stay on the good side, because we had taken a huge tumble when Bill Watts was in there. They wouldn't even talk to us.
There was a WCW Women's Cruiserweight Championship, which was held by three Japanese women. Once the show was in Huntsville, Alabama, but then the rest is in Japan. But this title was only held by Hokuto and Masami, and obviously Hokuto wins it, defeating Medusa in Nashville at Starrcade a few months earlier, and Masami wins it in Japan. Then it's basically vacated in January of 98. But it's funny, the WWE Women's Championship never held by an American woman, never held by Medusa.
Well, didn't Medusa get to go over there quite a bit?
A little bit, yeah, but it's interesting. This match was, quote-unquote, her. It didn't really. She'll end up coming back, but was the end of her career. You guys kind of gave up on the women's division after this.
It was because I think we were passing the ball to New Japan, because they were really – their girls weren't on their cards. They were on their own shows, the girls were. Are you aware of that?
Oh, yes, yes. Yep.
Okay. So, and especially on a Sunday show when Kurian Hall had five shows a day on a Sunday, they were on about the third show and they drew. So we gave them that belt and they got a lot of publicity and they did well with it. So anything to pacify them without screwing our own television up. I mean, we got a lot of good talent from them. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
And there were a lot of guys getting paid a lot of money to go over there.
For sure. Big time, yeah. Big time. Next question here was the thoughts on the Outsiders defeating Rowdy Roddy Piper and Ric Flair. Outsiders retained the WWE World Tag Team Championship in 10 minutes in this one. What are your thoughts on Hall and Nash going over Flair and Piper? And was there a problem with Flair and Piper losing, like from them?
No, I don't think so. They might have been a little bitching, but not really. They wouldn't have done it. So, I mean, it was time to, hey, we were getting these guys over. It's like, let's go back to that question. Oh, I can't believe they put Roman Reigns over Cody. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You can't allow. You got to get your heels up and running.
The thing was with that to me is Kevin Green, Flair, and Piper defeated Hall Nash in six the month earlier, like clean as a whistle. Right. Then the next month, Piper is fighting Flair. So kind of makes sense that Hall and Nash beat them, because they're going to end up feuding with each other, like dissension amongst the ranks. Piper defeats Flair at Bash of the Beach 97. But it's one of the things where, booking-wise, it makes sense because the Outsiders lost the month before. Then they get the Kenny, quote-unquote, get their win back. But obviously because Piper and Flair have dissension.
But where did they beat the Outsiders? Charlotte.
Yes, the Flair's return. The crowd was nuts. Yep, awesome match.
All three laid down in the middle of the ring.
Yep.
So, I mean, It seems a lot easier than it is. And I wonder how many people now are saying that Roman should have got beat after what the kind of business they're doing, the kind of ratings they're doing.
Yep.
Do you think it possibly could be higher ratings if Cody had won?
No.
Okay.
Nope. I don't. No way. Your thoughts on Macho Man Randy Savage defeating DDP Diamond Dallas Page? Obviously, Savage was with Miss Elizabeth. DDP's with Kimberly. This was a false count anywhere match, lights out match. What are your thoughts on Savage going over DDP here?
I think he should have. He's Randy Savage. He's Randy Savage. I mean, we have done enough jobs. I mean, Page was an up and comer. He's getting the rub by just wrestling Randy, and he ended up beating him a couple of times. So it didn't hurt Page. It elevated Page just to be in the ring with Randy.
Yep. And he beat him 2 months earlier at Spring Stampede, which was a shocking win. So he was already over from beating Savage for sure.
Right.
What about the lights out match, like that stipulation, that match? What did you think about that? Was that just something to almost up the ante, if you will, in the feud?
It's just throwing a gimmick on top of the match to try to make it seem more dangerous than it's going to be.
When you're booking it and you're doing that, does that make sense? Because to me it does, but like as a booker, is that going through your head like we got to up the ante, like this feud's getting a little hotter, let's throw some fire, you know, or let's throw some more gasoline onto the fire?
Then you need to do a hot finish. You really need to hurt the baby face. Because why are you going to have a lights out match if no one gets hurt?
Right. Great feud. Feud of the year, 1997, which is saying a lot because Austin and Bret Hart feuded in 1997. So pretty amazing feud with DDP and the Macho Man for sure. So just a few questions here from Great American Bash 1998. What was the best of seven series idea from as far as Booker T and Chris Benoit? I know we talked about this on a previous episode, but was it from Magnum and Nikita?
No, it was from baseball. I gave Dusty that idea. We did it in Florida. Best 4 out of 7 baseball. Being a baseball fan.
So when you looked at Booker T versus Benoit, not necessarily, hey, we're doing a Magnum Nikita thing. We're doing a baseball best of seven thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And technically speaking, Magnum Nikita, like you said, is your idea. So it's not like you're borrowing from Dusty. You're borrowing from yourself.
Oh, yeah. And we had done it in Florida.
Oh, yeah? With who?
Barry and somebody. I can't remember who it was right off the top. I'm trying to remember. It might have been Jake.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. The best of seven, to me, it's just a great idea, but you need the right opponents. Obviously, Benoit. Benoit and Booker T are obviously those guys, big time.
Right.
So the next match on the card was Canyon defeating Saturn. Match actually went about 15 minutes. It was a long match. Sick Boy was with Canyon for this one. What did you think just of Canyon? What did you think of Sick Boy? Like, what did you think of and their kind of feud with Saturn and the feud with the Flock?
I thought they were both good workers. This was Raven and Paige's ideas.
So they came up with a lot of the angles, yeah, if you will?
With Canyon. You know, went to the triad at one time.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sick Boy, any thought of doing anything with him?
Yeah, I thought he was great. I mean, he could help out in the car. All you had to do was take care of him, not abuse him. He was very good.
So as far as this is an interesting. What were your thought process on, speaking of the Flock and speaking of guys and the Flock, Hoventude defeats Reese, the 7'2" monster, with Lodi in about 9 minutes. What was the thought process in putting Hoovy over Reese here?
If you remember, Ray had beaten Kevin Nash.
Yep. So you're going a little unpredictable, the small guys are beating the Giants?
Huge pop.
Yep.
And not belittle anybody, but Reese was not in Kevin Nash's league at the time. He's really green. So why not do something entertainment?
True. And it's funny, like Reese, he's huge, he's a monster, but did he have the talent or the charisma? You know, he's no Big Show, he's no Giant, he's no Andre, if you will. I mean, he is huge, but he didn't have the star power or the charisma even of a Hoovy, even though Hoovy's, right, you know, small guy.
Right.
Next question popped up here is, thoughts on Chavo Guerrero defeating Eddie Guerrero, match went 15 minutes. What was the thought process on Chavo actually going over Uncle Eddie here?
What year was that?
1998, Great American Bash 98.
I wasn't booking that then, was I? No.
Yeah, you're still the booker.
Okay. Well, I think we thought it would elevate Chavo, just work with it, you know what I mean?
Yep.
That's a hard position to take. I mean, you know, when you're related to someone in the business and they're in the same company as you, it's very difficult. It's like Owen and Brett, right? Owen is probably much better technical wrestler, don't you think?
Technical-wise, I'd give it to Brett. I think overall Owen might, because he's a good high flyer. He could do much more. He could do more.
I kind of put in that's high flying stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, but did he get over like Brett?
No, no way.
Did Bulldog get over like Brett?
No, no way.
Wasn't Dynamite related to?
Yes.
He didn't. Nighthawk.
Nope.
The other 12 people they had there.
No. No. Nope.
Okay. So it shows that it's very hard. But I thought it elevated Owen when he worked with Brett, right?
100%, yep.
Okay, and that's what we're trying to do with Chavo. And I think we accomplished. I think Chavo is a very underrated talent.
Whose idea was it to feud Eddie and Chavo, Guerrero versus Guerrero?
I actually think that Eddie and Chavo came up with their idea. Because I'm not a big one family fighting family for money. But they came up with their idea. That idea. It was great.
I agree. So then here we have a question again about, of course, Bash 98. It says, how come Chris Benoit didn't win the TV title on any televised shows or pay-per-views? He would always kind of win the TV title on a house show. Any thought behind that with Benoit not winning the TV title on TV?
Well, you're still trying to get people to come to house shows, right?
Yes.
He was a big draw, and they got a huge pop when he won. Heel or babyface. So why not let him win at the house shows?
It is the TV title, though. Any thought process, or that doesn't matter? That's called the quote-unquote TV title.
I mean, it's really the prop to get you to make, when you're looking at the card, U.S. champion, cruiserweight champion, you know, all this. JP, my wife just pulled up, Bubba.
All right, we will save the rest of the questions here for next time, but let's hit the plugs. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Two Man Power Trip. Check out the website, tmptempire.com. Kevin, what do you got?
No, I'm off a couple of weeks, so I'm enjoying it. So see about talking to that guy and fly me up there, okay, JP?
Yes, we'll do.
Let me know
yep,
this week.
We'll do.
We'll take it off that end, okay?
Yep, sounds good.
Thank you, baby.
Yep, thank you.
as quick as you can call me so I can make arrangements, okay?
Yes. Yep, we'll do.
Thank you, man.
And thank you, everybody, for listening. See you right back here next time for a little Taskmaster Talks with Kevin Sullivan. We'll see you next week, folks. This has been a John Paz Power Trip production in conjunction with the Two Man Power Trip of Wrestling. You could follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Two Man Power Trip. You could check us out on Facebook. You could subscribe on YouTube. You can go to patreon.com/TMPTEmpire to become a patron. And also check out the website TMPTEmpire.com and buy a shirt at ProWrestlingTees.com. Two Man Power Trip, where the power lies. Brother. Three, two, one. Happy New Year from our friends over at Manscaped. The ball has officially dropped, but that doesn't mean you have to drop the ball on your balls in 2023. Whether you had a New Year's kiss or not, the leaders in below-the-waist grooming have you covered for your much-needed resolution of bringing sexy back. So join the 7 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with our exclusive offer. Go to manscaped.com and use the promo code Sullivan20 for 20% off plus free shipping. Let us have a toast for a new year, new you, and a new you with no pubes. To complete the set, Manscaped threw in the Shed travel bag and anti-chafing boxers as free gifts to give to you to keep all your goodies stored nice and comfortably to go along with the Performance Package 4.0. Inside that Performance Package 4.0, you'll find the signature Lawnmower 4.0. The advanced skin-safe technology reduces cuts and nicks on your delicate parts. It also comes equipped with a 4000K LED spotlight that will shine a light to the promised land 2023 looks to be. Cheers to new balls in 2023. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Sullivan20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use that promo code Sullivan20. Time to feel sexy and free this 2023 with Manscaped. Please welcome in our new sponsor, Fishing Clash. Download Fishing Clash for free right now on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of your Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose the gift code section, and input my special code Taskmaster to get an awesome reward for a total value of $20. Enjoy chilling atmosphere after a hard-working day. Get familiar with different types of fish species and their habits. You can choose one or two, or you know what you like the most. Explore amazing fishing spots worldwide from Florida to Kamchatka. Whether you prefer fly fishing, ice fishing, trolling, you'll admire the look of all the fishing spots available in this game. This game will help you remember how you went fishing with your dad when you were a kid. So download Fishing Clash today for free on your mobile phone by typing in Fishing Clash in the search bar of the Google Play or App Store. Open the menu in the top right-hand corner, choose gift code section, and input the special code Taskmaster to get a total value of $20. sit back, relax, and enjoy the Fishing Clash, as it is a great casual time killer. The madness has officially begun, and it's time for you to shoot your shot and score big on the nonstop action with MyBookie. It doesn't matter whether you're filling out multiple brackets, betting the national championship winner, or simply looking for player and game props, MyBookie has you covered. Sign up today at MyBookie and use the promo code TASKMASTER to secure a first deposit bonus up to $1,000. It's simple, folks. Put in $200 and play with $300. Just use the promo code TASKMASTER and claim your bonus. College ball, NBA, and UFC, no matter the sport, no matter the minute, MyBookie puts the action in your hands with in-game live betting. And with the choice from thousands of lines and odds, you can turn any game day into payday. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Just don't forget to use that promo code TASKMASTER. Remember, you can bet anything, you can bet anytime, you can bet anywhere with MyBookie. If you've experienced a loss of motivation, energy, or sex drive, or if you're noticing that you're a little softer around the middle than you used to be, it could be your testosterone levels have dropped. By the time men reach the age of 30, in most cases, their T levels have started to decline, and low T can lead to a loss of muscle mass, depression, lack of energy, and a low sex drive. The good news is now you have your remedy with Test X9. This stuff is the real deal, guys. This formula has 9 clinically proven ingredients to naturally boost your body's own testosterone production. Experience increases in strength, energy, and sex drive, as well as improved mood and well-being. Feedback has been awesome. Guys in their 30s and 40s have reported waking up with the quote-unquote morning wood for the first time since they were teenagers. If you want to take it to the next level, you can maximize your results with the Ultimate Test Stack, which combines the Test X9 with the T-Assist, an estrogen control and liver support blend, and Recovery PM, an amazing sleep aid that has had incredible feedback for helping people to get the best sleep they've ever had without feeling groggy that next day. You'll be amazed with the effect of raising your T levels and improving your sleep will have on your overall performance and well-being. Don't settle for average. Man up at LegacySupps.com. That is LegacySupps.com. And use the promo code Sullivan for an additional 10% off your entire order. That's LegacySupps.com. And use that promo code Sullivan for 10% off your entire order for the best health and workout supplements out there. This is Pro Wrestler approved.